9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 That's Texas, home of George Strait, the king. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed from misdemeanors. Dreamer, held back, sacks, Loki still a dinner. And I still shake a boat squat. Praying for my broke got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most broken gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict Rossi.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of a preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
We welcome you in to Riders Field in beautiful Frisco, Texas. It's a perfect evening for baseball here on a wonderful Friday. It's Military Appreciation Night here at the ballpark, and a lot of fun in store here this evening. Alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley with you here on the pregame show. What a matchup it is tonight. The Rough Riders going for the series win. They have won the first three games against the Dodgers-affiliated Tulsa Drillers, winning game one 5-0, game two 5-4, and exploding for nine runs yesterday, winning 9-3 in a game that they fell behind early 3-0 in the first inning. They've won in a multitude of ways, and there's a reason why the Rough Riders are already postseason bound, and they're currently sitting tied atop the Texas League South with a 15-9 record in the second half. 59-34 overall. They go for win number 60 tonight. It should be a good one here in game number 94 of the year and game number 4 out of 6 in this series. Should be a great matchup tonight. It's Chris Campos on the mound. The right-hander is 1-1 with a 3.80 ERA for the Drillers this year, giving up 9 earned runs over 21 and a third innings of work. He's picked up 21 strikeouts and issued just 7 walks over that span. The 23-year-old from California originally went to college at St. Mary's, was a 2022 seventh-round selection by the Dodgers organization, and attacks with a fastball slider, which is shaped more like a cutter, with a curveball and a changeup mixed in as well. A guy that primarily played shortstop at St. Mary's, and he loves to elevate the fastball. Should be a lot of fun on that side of things. It goes against the Rough Riders lineup that has been cruising here in this series, scoring at least 5 runs in each of the 3 games with 9 last night. And on the other side, it's a name we've been waiting for quite some time. It's the Texas Rangers' number 3 ranked prospect, a 2-time top 10 draft pick in the Major League Baseball draft, a 24-year-old from Watkinsville, Georgia. It is Kamar Rocker, who is making his Double-A debut here this evening. On the air, he has made 3 appearances, 2 of those starts on his journey to Frisco. He's 0-1 with a 6.43 ERA over that span, with 8 punchouts in 7 innings of work. He's expected to go 3-4 innings tonight. This is a guy that had a very decorated career at Vanderbilt alongside a former Rangers top draft pick and Jack Leiter. Those two won a College World Series championship, and Kamar Rocker had himself quite a year, topping NCAA Division I in wins, strikeouts, all sorts of things back in 2021. A lot of anticipation over this one. It's Kamar Rocker making his Double-A debut. Should be a lot of fun. A guy that attacks with a fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup mix. That slider is the highest graded pitch with a 70 grade out of 80. Really focuses on the upper 90s to 100 mile an hour fastball, and then mixes in the slider and then a curveball changeup mix as well. Should be a ton of fun. We'll step aside here on the Riders pregame show. And we come back, we get part two of a two-part interview with Rough Riders outfielder and Rangers top 30 prospect Aaron Zavala.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Yesterday, got part one of a two-part interview with Rough Riders outfielder and a Rangers top 30 prospect in Aaron Zavala. We'll dive into part two right now. You fast forward, you get drafted in the second round, ended up signing with the Rangers. What's your time been like here in this Rangers organization?
Yeah, I've loved it. They really take care of us. There's a lot to be said for how much they invest into us as players, especially from things I've heard from players in other organizations. Know how good we have it here. Can't really ask for much more than that.
Love it. You go back to the day that they came calling in the second round. What was going through your head leading up to that process?
Funny story. I actually woke up. I think maybe the draft was in the morning. I woke up, rolled out of bed, and was making a coffee to get ready for the day, and all of a sudden my phone started buzzing about 10 minutes, 15 minutes after I woke up, and about 20 minutes after I woke up, I was drafted by the Texas Rangers. So it all happened pretty fast, but it was a whirlwind, and it was a great experience.
No doubt. That's a great wake-up call to get. When you were going through the process, were the Rangers one of those teams that really stood out as you felt like maybe that was the landing spot?
I wasn't too sure. I talked with my agent, and I kind of told him that I wanted to stay out of it, and I made the choice that I was just going to trust in him, that he was going to get the best opportunity for me, and so kind of alleviate some of the pressure, one, throughout the season while I was at Oregon, and two, you know, pre-draft, and just not trying to look too much into it. So when the draft was going on, I was just kind of fielding calls as they came, and just going with the flow of it.
Now a top 30 prospect in the Rangers organization, and Aaron, you look at this team as a whole this year. It's been a really successful year for you guys, over 50 wins, the first team in minor or in the AA level to reach 50 wins. You guys had one heck of a celebration at the end of the first half, punching that postseason ticket. Going forward the rest of the year, what are the goals for you?
Keep winning and bring home another ring at the end of the year. I mean, we already clinched playoffs in the first half, but this second half is just as important to keep momentum rolling, to be able to bring it home at the end of the year.
No doubt about it. We'll leave you with this last thought. We were talking just before we went on air here about the All-Star break. You got to play the new college football game. Talk to me a little bit about that.
I mean, we've been waiting, 9 years since the last one, so I got a lot of time to make up for it there.
No doubt. Have you played with any of your teammates?
I have not yet, no.
No. Who do you feel like would be the best and the worst of the group?
Oh, man. I don't know who would be the worst. I know Freeman's all right. Strami is obviously in AAA now, but he plays too. So looking forward to playing against those two guys, seeing what they're made of.
Love it. That's Aaron Zavala here on the pregame show. Aaron, thanks so much for the time. Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network. We'll get you the starting lineups when we come back.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high top Riders Field, Luke Manley with you here on the postgame show. Just about 5 minutes away from first pitch. The stands starting to fill in anticipation of a rehab appearance from Josh Young. Double-A debut of Kumar Rocker. Should be a ton of fun. Let's get to the starting lineups first for the Tulsa Drillers, who are in search of stopping this losing streak and getting in the win column in this series. They trail 3-0 to the Rough Riders in this 6-game set, the lone meeting between these two teams in the regular season. For the Drillers, it's Alex Freeland, the number 12 prospect for the Dodgers, leading things off yet again and back at shortstop. Batting second is the third baseman Taylor Young. The designated hitter Dalton Rushing and the Dodgers' top prospect bats third. In the cleanup spot is Damon Keith. He'll roam right field. Doing the catching tonight is Griffin Lockwood Powell. He bats fifth. Batting sixth is the first baseman Brendan Davis, followed by Jose Ramos, the center fielder and number 28 prospect in the seventh spot. Batting eighth is the second baseman Jader Fernandez, who ranks number 27 in the Dodgers organization in that 8-hole. And rounding things out for the Drillers is Bubba Aleem. He'll play left field. Again for Tulsa, it is Freeland, Young, Rushing, Keith, Lockwood, Powell, Davis, Ramos, Fernandez, and Aleem. On the other side, for your Frisco Rough Riders,
managed by Carlos Cardoza. And in search of win number 60 on the season, they sit at 25 games above 500. At the top of the card, it's Alejandro Osuna, the center fielder, followed by the Major League rehabber and third baseman Josh Young. Josh Hatcher bats third. He's the right fielder. Cody Freeman in the cleanup spot. He'll be the designated hitter this evening. Batting fifth is the second baseman Max Acosta after a night off. Abimelech Ortiz in the sixth spot and at the one bat. Cabo Rodriguez plays shortstop and bats seventh. Cooper Johnson does the catching for Kamar Rocker. He bats eighth. And rounding things out for the Rough Riders is the left fielder Jesel Cepeda. Again for Frisco, it's Osuna, Young, Hatcher, Freeman, Acosta, Ortiz, Rodriguez, Johnson, and Cepeda. Just a couple of minutes away from first pitch. A lot of anticipation in this one. Josh Young playing third base and on the hill making his Double-A debut, Kamar Rocker. When we come back, Zach Bigley takes us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud Double-A affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
It's a baseball fan's dream game. Number three prospect Kamar Rocker makes his Double-A debut on the mound for the Rough Riders with Josh Young rehabbing at third base, and Cody Bradford will come out of the bullpen and rehab later today. It's game number four between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Tulsa Drillers.
on this gorgeous Friday night from Frisco, Texas. Hi, everybody. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you, and you could not ask for a better day weather-wise and a better situation for the Rough Riders tonight. Kamar Rocker, his highly anticipated AA debut and season debut outside of Arizona, coming off Tommy John surgery last season. Kamar Rocker stands 6'5", 245 pounds, the 24-year-old native of Georgia. He went to college, as many of you know, at Vanderbilt University and was phenomenal there. Drafted with the third overall pick 2 years ago by the Rangers, he is making his AA debut tonight against the Dodger-affiliated Tulsa Drillers. He'll come at you with a four-pitch mix, four-seam fastball, sinker, slider, and changeup. That slider is one of the best sliders in the organization alongside Emiliano Teodos, and he faces Alex Freeland to start it off, the shortstop for the Drillers. He winds back in his first pitch of his AA career. That's down at 97 miles an hour, and we are underway. Officially, 1 minute tardy at 7:06. Just a gorgeous night, 86 degrees and sunny, an 11-mile-an-hour breeze blowing out to left field. 1-0 offering. Swing and a foul into Johnson's glove at 97, and it's 1-1.
And Zach, Rocker is historically a really high percentage of strikes thrower. So that first ball, not too much of a concern for him.
The 1-1. At the bottom of the zone, called a strike, another 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-2 on Freeland. And yes, as you mentioned, Luke, not a guy who's going to walk many. 35 career minor league innings, just 8 walks to 50 strikeouts. Before he was injured last year, he made 6 starts with High A Hickory, a 3.86 ERA. He rocks back here in the 1-2. A swing and a line drive foul down the right side, and it's still 1-2.
That time 99 with the fastball.
A good fastball on the upper part of the plate. And it was turned around at 100 miles an hour by Freeland, though foul. He's ready to go. 1-2. Bounce down in the dirt. First breaking ball that time, the slider. And it's 2-2. Before he was injured last year, his nearly 38% strikeout rate was 8th among all pitchers in minor league baseball who made at least 6 starts. A high strikeout volume for him. He rifles in the 2-2. Got him looking on the outside corner. Welcome to AA, Kamar Rocker. His first career AA strikeout. Perfectly located slider on the outside corner, backdooring it to the left-handed batter, and Freeland had no shot. Here's Taylor Young. Just underway here in the top of the first inning, and the first pitch. That misses high, and it's 1-0. Young, 2-for-13 in the series with a double. Hitting at 254 on the year. Right-handed batter, and Rocker's 1-0. Inside, 2-0. Let's take a peek at the defense behind Rocker today. It's Heysel Cepeda in left, Alejandro Osuna in center, Josh Hatcher in right. Major League rehabber Josh Young at third, Cabo Rodriguez at shortstop. The 2-0, fouled back, and it's 2-1 on Young. Max Acosta has second base defensively. Abimelech Ortiz is the first baseman, and Cooper Johnson does the catching. The Rough Riders winning the first 3 games of this series. 5-0 in Game 1, 5-4 in Game 2, and then 9-3 last night. Rocker peers in. And delivers home. Just below the zone, 3-1. Rocker working from the extreme first base side of the rubber. He rocks the glove over the top of his hat and the pitch. That's at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 3-2. 99 on the fastball there. Slight pull side shift on the infield. And Rocker delivers home the 3-2. Breaking ball, soft fly ball into shallow right center field. Hatcher racing in, he's under it, and he makes the catch. 2 up, 2 down for Rocker in this first inning. Coming off the Tommy John surgery, he's expected to go
only around 3 to 4 innings today in the start, but he'll, as the season goes along, have his pitch count boosted and what he's allowed to go. Dalton Rushing stands in, the number one prospect in the Dodgers organization. First pitch to the left-handed batter. There's a swing and a miss and a good slider down, and it's 0-1. Rushing having a good series, 3-for-8 with 2 doubles and a home run. He left game one early after taking a backswing from Aaron Zavala that hit off the top of his helmet as the catcher behind the plate. A one offering. Swing and a grounder foul off the end of the bat down the third baseline. It's quickly 0-2 on Rushing. And Rocker has a chance for a 1-2-3 first inning here with two strikeouts. Ahead 0-2. Pull side shift in the Riders' infield. Base is clear in the first. Rocker offers. Down in the dirt. 1-2 on Rushing. Rocker made three appearances with the Arizona Complex League Rangers this year before coming up to Frisco. Through 7 innings in those 3 appearances, 2 starts. 1-2. There's a soft fly ball fisted into center field, and it drops in for a base hit. So Dalton Rushing singles into center field. First hit that Rocker has allowed. And so a 2-out base runner for Damon Keith. Keith is definitely a guy who you have to worry about for strikeouts if you're the Dodger affiliate. He's struck out in 10 consecutive games. Rough Riders struck out 11 last night, led by Brian Chee out of the bullpen with 7 strikeouts in his 4 innings of work. Rocker works from the stretch for the first time in the pinch. He dots the lower edge outside corner with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-1. Nasty pitch. The fastball has been 97 to 99 today so far from the big right-hander. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated the fastball. It's 0-2. Only the second swinging strike he's gotten in this first inning. But climbing the ladder in the zone with that fastball. He readies here from the stretch. 0-2. Got him swinging. Breaking ball low and away, and Kamar Rocker announces himself to this Double-A Frisco crowd with 2 strikeouts in a scoreless first. No runs a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Bottom one next. Tulsa nothing. Frisco to the plate when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, the Rough Riders come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning in a scoreless ball game. Josh Young due up second in the inning. Alejandro Osuna leads it off for the Riders, then Young and Josh Hatcher after that. Yeah. First pitch from Chris Campos is outside. It's one ball and no strikes to Osuna. Osuna 0 for 4 in the series, but he has walked four times. Campos back into his windup, and he offers in. That's rocketed foul down the right side. It's 1-1 now on the Riders center fielder. Campos, the 5'10", 170-pounder, 23 years old, a seventh-round selection by the Dodgers back in 2022. 1-1. There's a fly ball lifted out to left field. Bubba Alin back a few steps, and he's under it. He squeezes off to the left side of his ball cap, one away. And here's Josh Young. Listen to the ovation he gets. Right-handed batter, one batting glove on his left hand. First pitch. He swings, grounds it foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. Josh Young needs almost no introduction in these parts. Young, World Series champion last year, former Texas Tech Red Raider, the 0-1. He swings and misses out in front of a cutter on the outside corner. 0-2. Young, a 2021 Frisco Rough Rider, a season in which he hit .308 with 10 homers over 43 games. He was phenomenal. Missed some time early on in that season with an injury and then found his way back. 0-2. He grounds it foul at the plate. It's still no balls and two strikes. And then another great start to the season this year. Through his first four games, he already had four extra base hits, six RBIs. He was fantastic in the beginning part of the season. Then he was hit by a pitch in Tampa Bay and broke his right wrist. Trying to work his way back from that. 0-2 pitch. He swings and smacks it into left field. Base hit. Young, a wide turnaround first. He stumps on the brakes. He's content with a single. Welcome back to Frisco, Josh. On an 0-2 pitch. He got a pitch elevated on the upper edge outside corner and just pulled it into left field. Perfect swing from Josh Young. And a base hit. Here's Josh Hatcher, runner at first, one out in the first inning, and the offering is up and away to Hatch. It's one ball and no strikes. Great to see that swing back here in Frisco once again, and hopefully not for long, hopefully only this weekend, and then back up in Arlington where he belongs. 1-0, swing and a miss by Hatcher, 1-1. The Riders' right fielder, Hatcher 3-for-11 in this series with a homer and a couple runs batted in. This Rough Riders team winning the first three games of this series, they've been really good offensively. The pitch is ripped into right field, right at Keith, but it drops in front of him for a base hit. Young scampers into second. It's back-to-back singles for the Riders. Two aboard with one out, and here's Cody Freeman. Freeman is having himself a series 4-for-9 with two homers and a double. He's driven in three runs. And he has an RBI opportunity again here in the first inning. The pitch is outside, 1-0. An RBI double in the first inning yesterday. Rough Riders won it 9-3 yesterday, and they're outscoring the Drillers 19-7 in the three games in this series. 1-0. Up and in, 2-0. The Riders' 7 home runs in the first three games of this week are the most in the Texas League. Their 19 runs are second in the league. Runners at first and second, one down. And Freeman steps out. Now you just couldn't ask for better weather, a better crowd on this Friday night, Military Appreciation Night. I'd like to thank all the active, current serving members and the veterans. The pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss. And it's 2-1. Campos out of Montebello, California, went to St. Mary's for school. Started the season this year in Great Lakes at the high A level, and he's making his fifth career double A start. Freeman calls time and steps out. 1-1 this season with a 3.80 ERA. 21 and a third innings, 21 Ks to 7 walks. Right-hander ready from the stretch. He rocks in. Low and outside with a breaking ball. 3-1 now on Freeman. Good count for him. Campos introduced himself pretty well to Tulsa. His first two starts, he didn't allow a single earned run in 12 innings, both six-inning starts. He's stumbled just a little bit in his last two. The pitch. Breaking ball, chopped foul off Lockwood Powell, the catcher, back behind home. And it's 3-2 still on Freeman, as Lockwood Powell says he's going to be okay. Take this time to introduce you to the rest of the defense besides Griffin Lockwood Powell and the battery with Campos. At third base, Taylor Young, Alex Freeland at short. Janer Fernandez is at second base, and Brennan Davis at first, the former Rough Rider. Bubba Aline in left, Jose Ramos in center, and Damon Keith plays out in right field in the grass. Three balls and two strikes on Cody Freeman. And Young at second, Hatcher at first, the pitch. There's a high skyscraping pop-up left side of the infield. Young under it, infield fly rule in effect. He makes the catch anyway. Two outs in this first inning. Here's Max Acosta now. Still nothing, nothing our score. Young remains at second, Josh Hatcher at first. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. First pitch breaking ball, and it's 0-1. That's that little cutter slider that Campos throws. Fastball, curveball, that cutter slider, and then a changeup. Fastball has good carry to it, meaning he'll throw it well up in the zone. Acosta calls time and steps out. Two down, scoreless bottom of the first inning. Young takes his lead from second, Hatcher from first. Campos delivers. Low and outside. Ball and a strike. Already 18 pitches for Campos after Rocker threw 19 in the top of the first inning. Campos has his sign. He's ready from the belt with a blonde glove. 1-1. Up and in. Backs Acosta off the plate. 2-1. Acosta's been one of the hottest hitters on this Riders team as of late. In his last nine games, hitting .371. The pitch. He swings and misses on a breaking ball off the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. This is a good spot for Acosta for a couple of reasons. Runners in scoring position, he's been great. And runners in scoring position with two outs, he's been phenomenal, hitting .474 and leading the Texas League in that category. 2-2. He swings and misses off the outside corner of the breaking ball for strike three. And the Riders are done in the first inning. No runs on two hits, no errors, and two left on base. Kumar Rocker back to the hill in the top of the second inning when we come back in a scoreless game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
All that I want in this life is the chance. Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
What a gorgeous night for baseball. The Rough Riders and Drillers are scoreless. Fans hanging out in the Lazy River, hoping for a home run ball. Hopefully not this half inning, though. Kamar Rocker back to the hill after a 19-pitch, two-strikeout first inning. Rough Riders got a couple singles in the bottom of the first, a Josh Young and Josh Hatcher combination, but no runs to show for it. Griffin Lockwood Powell, the catcher, leads it off in the second. And Brendan Davis and Jose Ramos. Lockwood Powell, the right-handed batter against Rocker. He winds and fires. A swing and a ground ball and a check swing out towards first. Ortiz has got it vacuumed in and takes it to the pillow himself for the out. One away here in the second, and Brendan Davis stands in now on one pitch. That'll certainly help Rocker's pitch count. But Kamar Rocker, as many of you know, has had athletics in his family for a long, long time. His dad is Tracy Rocker, who is a phenomenal defensive tackle for Auburn in the 1980s on the football field. There's the offering in on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1, and then went on to play in the NFL and has been a coach for a long time. Now with the Tennessee Titans, he was with the Eagles over the last few years before that. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a bouncer foul down the left side. It's 0-2, and Rocker grew up in locker rooms. Said he was referred to a lot as Coach Rock's son during that time. He's always been around sports, but early on, after playing 2 years of high school football himself, he decided baseball was the route to go. And his mom said he was always throwing things, always throwing rocks or different balls around the house. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike three called. Kamar Rocker with his third strikeout. Another one with a slider, this down right down the middle, and Kamar Rocker showing it off early on.
That's a slider with a ton of depth to it, and so he can leave it up in the zone, especially at the AA level. Just leave it up, and guys think it's going to stay high in the zone. It drops in there like a curveball. It's a beautiful pitch.
Here's Jose Ramos in the first pitch, a swing and a miss, and another slider. You talk about depth. That one was down in the dirt, and he got the swing and miss. It's 0-1.
That's an uncompetitive pitch that becomes competitive because of how good that pitch is.
It also becomes competitive because of how many strikes he gets within the zone. Mm-hmm. And so you start to expand as a hitter. The 0-1. Swing and a miss again, and another breaking ball below the zone. It's 0-2. Rocker, all strikes this inning. One pitch ground out, three pitch strikeouts. Now two swings and misses for Ramos. He tries it again. And he got him swinging. Three straight sliders. Sit down. Four strikeouts through two innings for Kamar Rocker. He's showing it off here in his AA debut. We're into the bottom of the second inning. No score between the Riders and the Drillers on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, it's been a good start so far for the Rough Riders. Kamar Rocker has a whopping 4 strikeouts through 2 innings. Now the Rough Riders just need some offense. Abimelech Ortiz leads it off in the second inning in a scoreless game. Chris Campos back up onto the hill. On the third base side of the rubber, he rocks home to the left-handed batter. Down and in, 1 ball and no strikes. Ortiz, Keber Rodriguez, Cooper Johnson, 6, 7, and 8 in the Riders' order here in the second. The pitch. At the bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 1-1 on Ortiz. The Riders with a couple of singles in the first inning from Josh Young and Josh Hatcher, though no runs. 1-1. It dips below the zone on a changeup, and it's 2-1 on Ortiz. Trying to get some more early offenses they've had in this series so far. 2-1. Ortiz rams it up the middle right at the shortstop, Freeland. He leaves his feet with a little bunny hop and makes the catch chest high. 101 miles an hour off the bat from Abimelech Ortiz, though he ends up heading back to the dugout. Keeper Rodriguez takes his turn now. 0-0 our score. 1 out, bottom of the second inning. Chris Campos looking over the top of his glove, shoulders square to the third base dugout. He pitches. He fits it just off the outside edge on a 94-mile-an-hour heater, 1-0. Campos, such an interesting journey here to the AA level. The 1-0. Breaking ball, that fits on the outside edge, a strike, and it's 1-1. He started out his high school career in Southern California at Mater Dei High School, one of the best high schools ever for athletes. Pitches outside, it's 2-1. You just look at the quarterbacks that they produce on the football field alone. They have 3 Heisman Trophy winners in John Huarte, Matt Leinart, and Bryce Young. The pitch, that's over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 2-2. But he played freshman ball and then JV ball his first 2 years there in Mater Dei. So after talking to his head coach before his junior season, he realized he wasn't going to get a lot of playing time. And so Campos decided to transfer to local Damien High School. The pitch, that's fouled off to the right side. It's still 2-2 on Rodriguez. And there he got a lot more playing time. His final year, he hit .347 at the plate and had a .025 ERA on the mound. 2-2 offering. Fouled straight back, and it's still 2-2. And he wanted to continue playing both ways, and St. Mary's was a school that said, hey, we'll have you as a two-way player. And he was a two-way player his whole career at St. Mary's. Ended up getting drafted by the Dodgers as a two-way player, but they wanted him to pitch. 2-2. Fouled off to the right side off the end of the bat. It's still 2-2 on Rodriguez. Dodgers taking another St. Mary's product who was a two-way player who turned out pretty well. That was Tony Gonsolin. Campos has his sign, the 2-2. In the air on the right side, foul again. 4 straight foul balls from Caber. Campos, a guy who only threw 34 2/3 innings his entire college career. A 2-2. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Went with a changeup downstairs, and Rodriguez down on strikes. Second strikeout for Campos, and they were 2 away. But boy, is he performing well at the minor league level so far in his career. He's thrown more innings this year, almost twice as many innings this year than he did in his entire college career. Cooper Johnson stands in with 2 outs and a scoreless second. And Campos deals. Curveball on the outside corner, a strike, 0-1. Ryder is trying to get to him. 0-1 pitch. Fouled back this way. Oh, it's coming down pretty close. Oh, right in front of us.
Had an opportunity there.
Need that extendo arm. Get out of the window. 0-2 on Coop. Aysel Cepeda waiting on deck for the Riders if need be. Campos with the 0-2. Up and in. Backed him off the plate. Ball and 2 strikes. Healthy crowd on this Friday night. A beautiful night for baseball. 1-2 offering. Just outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Johnson only one hit in this series, but it was a home run. 2-2. Breaking ball, late swing and a miss. Campos strikes him out, and it's three Ks for Chris Campos through two innings. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third inning next. Kamar Rocker back to the hill, and Luke Maley on the mic in a scoreless game on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex Degody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't front, her
parents paid it. Top of the third inning, it's Kamar Rocker back on the hill. He's racked up four strikeouts through his first two innings at the AA level. And his initial offering, a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, misses downstairs. 1-0 to Jainer Fernandez. Fernandez, an interesting story. A number 27-ranked prospect in the Dodgers' org. As Rocker rocks home the 1-0, and it's popped up on the infield. The second baseman, Max Acosta, taking charge, and he reaches up above his ball cap to haul in the first out of the top of the third. For Jainer Fernandez, originally a middle infielder, he was an infielder on Venezuela's 2015 Little League World Series team, and then later that year moved behind the plate and became one of the best catching prospects in the entire country. Ended up signing with the Dodgers organization and made his pandemic-delayed pro debut in 2021. Rocker's first offering to Aline. Misses just downstairs, 97 with the heater. And Fernandez has hit at every level. He's really slowed down, or got to a slow start this year, and has really picked it up, hitting 320 plus as Rocker misses outside. Again with a fastball, 2-0 at above Aline. 320 plus average for Fernandez over his last 23 games. He's raised his average 31 points, but is 0-for-1 after the pop-out. Wave and a miss, an elevated fastball at 98 miles an hour. Rocker in the strike column, 2-1. Aline's been one of the hotter hitters at the bottom of the card for the Drillers. 2-1 offering, foul back this way and out of play, 2-2. For Aline, he's picked up 14 hits in his last 12 games, including 8 RBI, to the tune of a 378 average. Here in this series, across two games, he's 2-for-6 with a pair of strikeouts and a walk. Batting from the left side. 2-2 on its way, and it skips in front of Johnson. A slider well short of the plate, and the count runs full. Rocker, the number 3-ranked prospect in the Rangers organization, just 2 years removed from being the number 3 overall pick in 2022. Offering home, and that one chopped on the ground to the right side. Acosta has it, and he flips the first in time, two away. Two up, two down for Rocker here in the third. And the lineup turns over to the top, and Alex Freeland, who went down looking in his first trip to the plate. Rocker expected to go 3-4 innings tonight. as he works with two gone here in the top of the third. Still at just 35 pitches, 25 of those strikes. He rocks and is ready. His first offering to Freeland misses downstairs. A fastball, curveball, slider, changeup mix for Rocker. An electric fastball and a devastating slider. Also mixes in that curveball and the changeup, but really leans heavily on those two offerings. The 1-0 popped up left side, and it'll work its way into the seats. Even at a ball and a strike. Alex Freeland, the Dodgers' number 12-ranked prospect. Currently on a four-game hitting streak, but in that span, he is just 4-for-15. Has been one hit in each of his last four games. Left-handed hitter awaits the 1-1. Chopped on the ground, right side. It hops up on Ortiz, but he's able to knock it down. Underhand flip to Rocker covering the bag. And it's a 1-2-3, top of the third inning for Kamar Rocker. He's through three scoreless in his Double-A debut. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the last of the third. Riders do up in a scoreless ballgame on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans. And
excellent here in this one. He rocks, and the 1-1 on its way. Misses down and outside. What an interesting story it's been for Campos to get to the Double-A level. Originally from California, the 23-year-old got selected in the seventh round of the 2022 draft by the Dodgers. As he rocks home and delivers, Cepeda chops it left side. Young, the third baseman, has it. Fires a strike chest high to Davis at first base. And Cepeda becomes the first out of the bottom of the third. Lineup turns over. It's Osuna and Young do up with one away and the base is empty. For Campos, who attended St. Mary's, he made 21 career appearances in his collegiate career on the mound while making 81 starts as a position player. First offering to Osuna misses downstairs. He was primarily a shortstop, and his numbers were a lot better, actually, at the plate than they were on the hill. But the Dodgers liked what they saw, commanding himself on the hill with an electric fastball. As Osuna waves and misses, and a slider down and in, even at a ball and a strike. He did post a 1-3 ERA while at St. Mary's. 1-1 on its way. Shot the other way down the left field line. Aline giving chase, and it's off the warning track and off the wall. Alejandro Osuna pulls into second base. It's a one-out stand-up double. His 12th extra base hit in his 18th game as a Frisco Rough Rider. Osuna had been held hitless in back-to-back games for the first time in his Double-A career. But that double snaps that, and it adds to his 9-game on-base streak. You heard the applause. It's the Major League rehabber, Josh Young, who singled his last time up, but was stranded at second base in that first inning. Batting from the right side. First offering from Campos, and it misses just a bit below the zone. Josh Young was named an All-Star last season for the first time. He also finished fourth in the American League Rookie of the Year, an award that Gunnar Henderson, the All-Star shortstop for the Baltimore Orioles, took home. One of the fan favorites in Arlington. Right-hander rocks and fires. Fits a fastball on the inner third, even at 1-1. What a start to the year it was for Young. A 4.12 batting average through four games to open the year before being injured. Went 7-for-17. Pitch misses down and away. Gloved by Lockwood Powell. He kept it in front of him. That keeps Alejandro Osuna at second base with one away. .1400+ OPS for the third baseman tonight over the course of his first four games to open the Major League season. Eyeing a return to Arlington. Campos, a leg kick, and he goes back to second base. No throw. Osuna back in, standing up. almost immediately. And now we'll get a conversation between the right-hander and his catcher. They sit atop the hill. Campos has been excellent, and one of the issues for him over the course of the year, or at least lately, has been giving up the long ball. In his double-A career, that's gone 21 and a third innings entering tonight, he's given up four homers, and as you'll notice throughout the evening, a lot of the fastballs are left elevated in the strike zone. And well, just at first glance, you would say he's missing high. We need him to live low in the zone, but that's an intentional thing. He wants to live low in the zone, and he's actually been missing low with that elevated fastball. He wants it to be at the top of the zone or higher, as it's a fastball that has a lot of carry, and it's hard to hit when it's elevated in that strike zone or just above the strike zone. Fastball that he routinely sits around 95 with. 2-1 the count. The pitch to Jung is chopped on the ground. Josh Jung even in the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Rangers certainly looking forward to getting him back. We've talked time and time again about the Rangers' plan at the deadline. You certainly win the deadline getting a guy like this back. 2-2, tapped on the ground, softly out towards short. Freeland has it and throws on the run in front of Young. Two away. Osuna moves over to third base on the ground out. It goes 6-3.
Well, Young grounds out there, but we do have some good news for you. His big league club right now up 5-4 in Toronto in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's been kind of back and forth, and Adolis Garcia with a go-ahead home run at the top of the fifth inning. 5-4, Rangers lead it.
Love to see that from Garcia. Hatcher in from the left side, and the first offering is popped up. High into the sky in foul ground. Young giving chase, and he'll watch it fall into the crowd.
The bad news, though, Luke, is the Mariners against the White Sox. I think the White Sox are going to have their 12th straight loss as Mariners put up 8 runs in the top of the first inning. Now, the other side, too, you're looking at the Astros and Dodgers, and the Astros lead 1-0 in the third. Those are the three important games today in terms of what we're looking at for the Rangers.
Well, if the Rangers can keep winning, that can take care of itself as Hatcher laces one into deep left center field. Ramos camped under it, off to his right, and he's there to make the grab. The Rough Riders unable to score in the bottom of the third inning. It's no runs on one hit. No errors and one stranded. Campos works around the one-out double by Alejandro Osuna, and we head to the top of the fourth, still scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Kamar Rocker's day is done. He goes 3 brilliant innings, and he hands the ball off to another exciting name. It's the left-hander Cody Bradford coming in. Bradford on a rehab assignment, and the first offering misses down and away to the right-handed hitting Taylor Young. Young flew out to right his first trip up. The second appearance for Bradford with the Rough Riders this year. High leg kick, and he fires home, and that one laced to right, sending Hatcher to his left, and he ranges over to make a running grab. One away on two pitches for Cody Bradford. Bradford just 3 days ago in game one of this series got the start for the Rough Riders. He went two scoreless innings, allowing just one hit with three punch outs. Here's Dalton rushing, batting from the left side. First offering misses down and away. Lefty on lefty matchup. A 26-year-old on the hill. Left-hander kicks and fires and delivers again outside. Bradford got off to a tremendous start this year at the big league level. First pitch called a strike, 2-1. Across three games started, he went 19 and a third innings of work to the tune of a 1.40 ERA, and that was good enough to earn him a 3-0 record for the Rangers this year. In his career, he's 7-3 with a 4.30 ERA. He misses just below the strike zone. 3-1 the count on the Dodgers' top prospect and the designated hitter who singled against Kamar Rocker in his first and only trip to the plate tonight. Offering home, and that one hit a one-hopper towards third base. Young has it, and he collects and fires a strike to Abimelech Ortiz, and there are two gone. Now the big leaguer on the hill put it in the zone in a 3-1 count. And let a big leaguer defensively help him out over at third base. Bradford threw it. Young fielded it. And Ortiz ended it at first base. Two gone in the top of the fourth. Base is still empty. Damon Keith in the box. And changeup just misses outside. Keith struck out in his first trip against Rocker. Offering home. Just misses again. Wide of the strike zone. Two balls and no strikes on the right-handed hitting right fielder. That strikeout in the first against Rocker pushed Keith's. As the pitch misses just below the zone that time. It's three balls and no strikes. He's now struck out in 11 consecutive games. Still a scoreless ball game here in the top of the fourth inning. Bradford readies. He kicks, and there's a base hit through the hole on the right side. Didn't hit it all that hard. 79 off the bat, but in the perfect placement in the gap between second and first base. Nobody able to range over to snare it, and it sneaks into right, a base hit. Just the second hit tonight for the Drillers offensively. They got one in the first inning by Dalton rushing, and now one here in the fourth with 2 outs. Here's Griffin Lockwood Powell, the Drillers catcher, in the first offering from Bradford. Wave and a miss. Powell led off the second inning with a ground out to first base. Right-handed hitter takes downstairs, even at a ball and a strike. Bradford, a Texas native, elected to play his college baseball at Baylor. Now with the Texas Rangers. Swing and a miss on a fastball, middle-middle. Ball and two strikes on Griffin Lockwood Powell. It's now 2-for-13 with three punch outs in the series. He's appeared in all four games. Runner at first and two gone. A 1-2 count. Bradford readies and the pitch. Line to the right side and out of play. Foul ball. Remains 1-2. Brendan Davis stands on deck. Should Lockwood Powell extend the frame? Left-hander set at the belt. High leg kick, and he picks over to first base. Keith not fooled, back in standing up. Bradford keeping him honest over there. Sixteenth pitch of the inning for Bradford. On its way. 1-2 misses downstairs. Blocked by Cooper Johnson. And we're even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. What a career it was for Bradford at Baylor. Posted a 12-11 record with a 3.86 ERA. 31 career starts across 3 years. Pitch home. Froze him. Got it looking. Curveball. Froze him. It's the first strikeout for Cody Bradford, and it caps off a scoreless top of the fourth inning. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded for the Drillers. We turn the card. Rough Riders due up in the bottom of the fourth. Still scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual Plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the fourth inning, Rough Riders looking to take the lead. Still a scoreless ball game. There's no runs on 2 hits for Tulsa. No runs on 3 hits for Frisco. And it's Cody Freeman who's homered in back-to-back games. He's riding a 3-game hitting streak. And if you zoom out even further, he's been about as hot as it comes in the Texas League. Hits in 23 of his last 26 games. The offering home from Campos. Fits on the outer edge. A fastball at 94, 0-1. Freeman popped out to third base in his first trip against the right-hander. Working from the windup, he's ready. The 0-1. This is well outside. Not tempting for Freeman at the dish. Freeman, the everyday third baseman. We've seen him at second base as well over the course of the year. He's the designated hitter tonight with Josh Young playing the hot corner for the Riders. So again, Campos misses down and away, and Freeman hops ahead, 2 balls and a strike. Cody Freeman has been unbelievable here in this ballpark this year. He's notched hits in 19 of his 21 games at Riders Field. Pitch home, and that one misses again outside. Breaking ball, 3-1 the count. He's hitting 346 with 23 of his 35 extra base hits here in this park. As he sends one towards shortstop, past the diving second baseman Fernandez and into left center. A base hit for Cody Freeman. They had him played to pole, and he beats it perfectly, shooting it towards shortstop on the ground. And Cody Freeman has safely hit in four in a row. Max Acosta will dig in from the right side with one aboard and nobody out. Acosta had a six-game hitting streak snapped on Sunday on the road trip to Wichita. But he still hit safely in seven of his last nine as he waves and misses at the first pitch spinner. 0-1. He entered tonight hitting .293 here in this month, which would set a career high at the AA level for a month. Right-hander from the stretch. Just misses outside, even in a ball and a strike. On the Rough Riders, second baseman Acosta. One on its way, well outside. Sent Lockwood Powell diving to his right. Able to glove it, 2-1 in favor of Max Acosta. What a stretch it's been for the Rough Riders second baseman today. He is 13 for his last 36, hitting well above .350. Over his last nine games. Offering home, popped up back this way, just shy of us. Should be enough to get out of play, and it is. Nothing more than a strike. Two balls and two strikes now. Acosta back in the series opener on Tuesday went back-to-back. He started it off. Josh Hatcher finished it. The 2-3 batters in the lineup. And then the Rough Riders followed that up again with another back-to-back homer performance on Wednesday. Offering home and another foul ball out of play off to the right side. It remains two balls and two strikes. It was Cody Freeman and Abimelech Ortiz who did it on Wednesday night. Freeman again homering yesterday evening. He stands at first base, and Abimelech Ortiz stands on deck. Acosta asks for time. He's granted it by the home plate umpire, Austin Snow. Two balls and two strikes on the right-handed hitter. Campos goes over to first. Freeman was not more than a full step off that first base bag, and he quickly jabs towards the back, and he's there standing up. Beautiful night for baseball. Pitch home, and it misses down and away. In the dirt and glove by Lockwood Powell, and Acosta has worked the count full. So 2-for-8 in this series. Mentioned the homer. He also has a sacrifice fly. Tallied his second RBI. Campos ready. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball, and it ran up and inside. And it's ball four. The Rough Riders have the first two aboard here in the fourth inning. And the power hitting Abimelech Ortiz will strut to the dish. He's the number 11 ranked prospect in the Rangers organization. A guy known for his power. Last year he led all of minor league baseball in slugging percentage. Finished fourth in homers with 33. And from the left side, the first offering. Called a strike. Breaking ball caught the inner edge at the top of the zone. Left-handed hitter. Ortiz the first baseman today. We've seen him in right field as well in this series. Campos from the stretch with Freeman at second and Acosta at first in the offering home. Called a strike. Ortiz behind, nothing and two. In the month of July, Ortiz hitting .314, 16 for 51. Across 14 games, he's tallied six extra base hits, including a homer last night, or two nights ago, check me, and his last night in the lineup. Had an off day yesterday as the pitch misses outside. Ball and two strikes. And a large part of the surge offensively for Ortiz as of late has been his patience at the dish. 1-2 on its way. Swing and a miss, and he's down on strikes. Fourth strikeout for Chris Campos. And Kaber Rodriguez will dig in. Kaber Rodriguez has been pretty solid with runners in scoring position this year. He's been excellent with one out for whatever reason, hitting .383 when he comes to the plate with one out in an inning. Offering home, called a strike at the top of the zone. That was the slider from Campos, who has just crossed the 70 pitch threshold. Freeman at second, he led off the inning with a single. And Campos will check on him. He doesn't throw, but spun back around. Look towards second. Acosta at first, he reached with a walk. Now one away. Still a scoreless ball game here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rough Riders four hits, but no runs to show for it. Offering home, chopped on the ground left side, a foul ball. Gloved by Young on the foul side and the fair foul line. Rodriguez behind, 0-2. Camber's delivered two multi-hit games over his last three outings. He's also scored 11 times in 15 games in July. Right-hander readies, the 0-2, fouled back to the screen. Slider away and just off the plate, but too close for Rodriguez to take. He did a nice job getting his hands to it, sending it back to the screen, and he stays alive. Nothing in two. Campos kicks, the offering home, a pop-up right side. Twisting to foul ground. Davis giving chase. He's at the tarp, but he reaches over to haul it in and fires a strike across the diamond to third base, keeping Cody Freeman put at second. A solid play from the Driller's first baseman. And Kaber Rodriguez fouls out to first base for the second out on the bottom of the fourth. So Cooper Johnson will try to play the hero and get the first run of this contest home. Cooper Johnson in the offseason said that the emphasis for him was generating more power at the dish, and he's done just that. Seven of his last eight hits have been extra base hits. Campos lifts and looks to second. No throw. Johnson struck out against Campos in his first trip. That capped off a two-strikeout inning for Campos in that second frame. Right-hander readies, working from the stretch. Freeman got a great jump. The throw goes to second, and Acosta is in safely. The ball skips away, but Freeman stays put at third base. The Rough Riders pull off the double steal. Cody Freeman got an unbelievable jump. He swipes his 11th bag of the year, and Max Acosta picks up stolen base number 19 on the double steal. Watching the replay on MILB TV, Freeman got such a good jump that there was no throw to be made. He likely could have swiped the bag standing up. And the throw went to second. 0-1 on Johnson. And he sends it back to the backstop. Nothing in two. Campos has done a spectacular job jumping ahead of hitters. That's been the forte for him. Not a guy that issues a ton of walks, although he did issue four of them in his last outing.
He has not been efficient, though. Already 76 pitches as he pitches here in the fourth.
That's exactly right. 0-2 to Cooper Johnson. And he takes called strike three. Got him looking with a fastball on the outer edge. And the Riders threaten, but unable to score. They get the first two on and then three retired by Chris Campos. Two via the strikeout. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and two stranded in scoring position for the Rough Riders. Four on the books. We're still scoreless. We head to the top of the fifth, where Zach Bigley will take over on the mic on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Nothing our score into the top of the fifth inning, and the first pitch to Brendan Davis from Cody Bradford is fouled back into Cooper Johnson's glove. It's 0-1. Neither team has scored yet, but it's been pretty impressive on the pitching side from both sides, especially from the Rough Riders, with Kamar Rocker going in three innings, allowing just one hit with four strikeouts in his Double-A debut. And now Cody Bradford back out for his second inning of work. He pitches and fits it on the upper edge inside corner. It's 0-2. Bradford has shown off that new curveball. He didn't feature that when he was with the Rough Riders. 0-2. That's down, and it's one ball and two strikes back in 2021 and 2022. And it's been a good pitch for him, both in his limited stint in the major leagues and here during his two rehab appearances. He readies in the 1-2. There's a fly ball into center field and shallow. It's Max Acosta, the second baseman, as the ball drifts back onto the infield. He makes the catch. Jose Ramos now is struck out on three straight sliders from Rocker. You have to imagine this is going to be a day we're going to remember for a long time here in Frisco, with Josh Young rehabbing, Cody Bradford rehabbing, and the Double-A debut of Rocker. Here's the stretch from Brad, and the pitch in. Curveball grounded foul back behind home. It's 0-1. So often you think of, you know, highly anticipated debuts and how are they going to go. Well, it couldn't have gone much better if you're Rocker. The fastball was up to 99 miles an hour multiple times. It was pretty much 97 to 99. 0-1. That's on the upper edge inside corner, and it's 0-2. And he only allowed the one base hit. Dalton Rushing sawed off single into center field. Back in the first inning, struck out four. Bradford, the 0-2. That's low and away, missing with a changeup, and it's one ball and two strikes. Riders do have action out of their bullpen. It's Ricky DeVito who's loosening. The pitch. Bounced out to short. Rodriguez backhand, straightens, slings on to first, and gets him. Two outs. Nothing our score. Top of the fifth inning. Jeter Fernandez, the batter. Bradford's supposed to go around 30 pitches, and he's at 26. This will be his last batter. Pitch home. Breaking ball tagged into right field, but right at Josh Hatcher. He's under it. He puts it away, and it's two strong innings from Cody Bradford today for the Rough Riders in his rehab appearance. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom five next. Nothing our score on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the fifth inning. Rough Riders and Drillers scoreless. Chris Campos back out for his fifth inning of work. He faced 9-1-2. Hazel Cepeda, Alejandro Osuna, and Josh Young in his final at-bat for tonight. Cepeda bounced out to third his first time up. Right-handed batter. And the initial pitch on the way. Just outside, one ball and no strikes. Tight zone today from Austin Snow, the home plate umpire. Pitch that looked like it was on the outside corner. Cepeda will certainly take it. 1-0. Outside edge, that one gets the call. It's one ball and one strike. The Riders have had their opportunities today. They're 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. 1-1 offering. Ground ball up the middle, and it scoots into center. A backhanded stop by Fernandez, though, and he can't get it off over to first base. He just tosses it to Alex Freeland, the shortstop. That ball looked like it had a ton of English on it and skimmed into shallow center. Away from Fernandez, who made a really nice play on it. Backhanded sliding stop, and he's down and stretching. It looks like his left hamstring. And he gives the thumbs up, but just for good measure, the trainer comes out. Griffin Boyle, or Boydie. And he's going to chat with him, just make sure he's okay. It wasn't necessarily an awkward slide. It was a pretty good play. There is action out of the Tulsa bullpen. It's Ronan Cope who's loosening. So Cepeda aboard with the infield single. Looks like Fernandez is okay. There's Alejandro Osuna. The pitch is up and in. Backs out of the way of the 91-mile-an-hour offering. And it's 1-0. Josh Young on deck. Osuna doubled down the left field line in the third inning. He's 1-for-2. Campos has his sign. He sets. 1-0. Inside, 2-0. No runs on 5 hits for the Riders. No runs on 2 hits for Tulsa today. Osuna takes high and inside. 3 balls and no strikes. Really tight zone today for Snow. And now Lockwood Powell, the catcher, is talking with Snow. Trying to understand the strike zone a little bit. Saying, where was that pitch? Campos steps off. 3 balls and no strikes. The last thing you want to do is put a guy aboard for the guy who's on deck. And Josh Young. 3-0. Inside, ball four. Another tight miss. It's ball four, and there are two in scoring, or two aboard, I should say. One in scoring position for Josh Young again. He'll get a nice ovation, but won't be announced quite yet, as there'll be a mound visit first. Ryan Denick, the pitching coach, walk out. Young one for two today. He singled into left and grounded out to short his second time up. Expected to go five innings today in his first day at rehab. He'll expected to be here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday over the weekend. There are still tickets available for the next 2 days. We'd love to have you back out in the ballpark and watching Josh Young over the next couple days. Ryan Garcia gets the start tomorrow, and then Winston Santos will go in the final game in this series. Long, long mound visit. Long chat between Lockwood Powell, the catcher, and Campos. Austin Snow, the home plate umpire, joining as well. Josh Young in. Cepeda at second, Osuna at first. The pitch. He swings and misses. Fastball right by him. It's 0-1. 94-mile-an-hour heater. I'm sure there's some thought in the back of Campos' mind that, hey, this is a big leaguer and a pretty darn good one at that. An all-star last year. 0-1. Swinging a foul back into Lockwood Powell's glove, and it's 0-2. I'm sure there's some portion of his mind that's thinking, I got to rear back and give him my good stuff. Young, the American League All-Star starter at third base last year. Boy, what a jolt he's going to be for the Rangers when he gets back in that lineup. Trying to be a jolt for the Rough Riders right here. 0-2. A check swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a good slider. So Young strikes out. One out. Runners remain at first and second. Here's Josh Hatcher. Six strikeouts for Campos, and that's it. Scott Hennessy comes out of the dugout, and he's bringing the hook with him. We'll see Ronan Cope out of the bullpen when we come back. Still no score. Rough Riders and Drillers. Runners at first and second. One down. Josh Hatcher due up when we come back. And wait. Hang on a minute. Long talk here. Well, Cope's already on the mound, so they're definitely making the pitching change. We'll step aside here. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Out of the pitching change, bottom of the fifth inning. One out, runners at first and second. Here's Josh Hatcher. And the offering home. That's up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Hatcher, one for two. With a single and a fly out to center field. Osuna at first, Cepeda at second. Scoreless in this bottom of the fifth inning. Ronan Cope taking over on the mound. He offers home. At the bottom of the zone, a called strike. We're even at 1-1. A 21-year-old stands 6'7", 250 pounds. The left-hander out of Baldwin Park, California. Went to South Mountain Community College in Arizona. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Chasing a high breaking pitch, and it's 1-2. Or excuse me, that was strike three. So Josh Hatcher strikes out. First strikeout for Cove. Two down. There's Cody Freeman. Freeman 1-for-2 as well. The pitch. On the inside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Freeman singled into center field back in the fourth inning. The pitch. Down and in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Evened up. Riders now 0 for 9 with runners in scoring position. They've already stranded 5 on the base pass today. Freeman trying to deliver. Left-hander readies, and he brings it home. Up and away. 2 balls and 1 strike. Freeman trying to give this crowd something to cheer about. Pull side shift, infield and outfield for Freeman. And a kick and a look back towards second. Cepeda's back in. He began this inning with a single. On the infield, Jainer Fernandez at second base. And then after Alejandro Osuna walked, Josh Young and Josh Hatcher both struck out. Now it's 2-1 on Freeman. And Cope delivers. It's low of the zone. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. 3-1 now to Freeman with a coast on deck. The Riders, 19 runs in the first three games of this series, are second most in the Texas League this week. Their 7 home runs through three games are the most. Nothing today. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball on the outer edge, a massive rip from Cody. He came up empty, and it's 3-2. Freeman's homeward in back-to-back games. His 12 lead the Rough Riders. Three-two offering. We'll have to wait. Cope steps off. His second disengagement. Freeman now 5-for-11 in the series. With Osuna's speed, a ball in the gap could score 2 with 2 outs. 3-2 on the way. Runners take off. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the Riders strike out 3 times with runners at first and second and nobody out. We're still scoreless into the top of the 6th inning. And Cody Bradford back out for another inning. We'll be right back in a scoreless game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the sixth inning, Cody Bradford back out for his third inning of work in his rehab appearance. Here's Bubba Alin in from the right side, and Bradford deals. Fastball fits on the outside corner for a strike at 91, and it's 0-1. Bradford has his family here for the rehab appearance, his wife Maddie. The 0-1, curveball outside, and it's 1-1. Toledo, Texas native. Those two are really enjoying being home and getting to see the family. The pitch is at the top of the zone. Just missing. Two balls and one strike. Bradford was so crucial for the Rough Riders during the 2022 Texas League Championship run. He made one start in the postseason. 2-1. There's a fly ball into right field, pushing Hatcher back. He's under it, though. And he paws it out of the sky, one away. Alex Freeland bats now at the top of the card. It's nothing-nothing our score in the sixth inning. Bradford was the best pitcher for the Rough Riders down this stretch on a team that was the best offensive team in franchise history. He brings it home. That's inside. 1-0 to Freeland, who's batting from the right side as a switch hitter. Bradford deals in the 1-0. Check swing, strike in the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Such a special memory. He says it's his favorite memory pitching for the Rough Riders, and why not? What an incredible moment it was. 1-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. Enjoying it with a lot of guys who are up in the big leagues with him now. And a couple guys who are going to be there eventually down the stretch or in AAA Round Rock. One ball and two strikes on Freeland. Bradford Rennie's in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And it's the beer batter. Cody Bradford lighting up this crowd of 9,151 here in Frisco.
Yeah, Cody Bradford already a hero in a lot of people's eyes. He's been great with the Rangers as Cardoza comes out, and that's going to be it for Cody Bradford. But what an exclamation point to end it. Finishes with a strikeout. What a performance by him. And even more than just a strikeout, it was the beer man.
Not too bad. He hands the ball off to Carlos. Ricky DeVito out of the bullpen as the fans give him a nice ovation. Well earned from Cody Bradford in 2 2/3 innings. We go to break. We'll tell you more about Ricky DeVito when we come back in a scoreless sixth here on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Ricky DeVito takes over on the mound for Cody Bradford with two down in a scoreless sixth inning. First pitch to Taylor Young is a check swing roller to first. Ortiz bobbles, now after it, bare hands, and flips it on to DeVito at first for the out. Well, that was eventful. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and we're still scoreless after one pitch. We'll be right back here on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town down.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Max Acosta, Abimelech Ortiz, and Keber Rodriguez to swing the sticks on this gorgeous night for baseball in Frisco. 85 degrees. It's July. This has been awesome here in Texas. Ronan Cope back out on the hill to face Max Acosta and the left-hander fires. It's low, one ball and no strikes. The Riders have had their opportunities. They've stranded now seven on the base pass tonight in this scoreless ball game. Stretch by the left-hander, and the 1-0 offering on the way. Swing and a miss. It's one ball and one strike on Acosta. Five hits today for Frisco. Acosta doesn't have a hit, though he has walked. He's 0 for 1. 1-1 offering on the way from Cope. Swing and a miss. Over the top of breaking ball, and it's one ball and two strikes. The Rough Riders with their two different rehabbers today. That's their sixth rehabber this year that they've had, most since they had eight in 2019. The most that the Rough Riders have had in a single season, you have to go all the way back to 2013 when they had 13 rehabbers. 1-2. In the air, down the right field line. Damon Keith running after it, but it's well out of play. Still 1-2 on Acosta. Listen to some of these names that the Riders had as rehabbers in 2013. It might take you a little trip down memory lane. Lance Berkman, Craig Gentry, Matt Harrison, Ian Kinsler, A.J. Brzezinski, Mitch Moreland, Alexia Gondo, Martin Perez, Joaquin Soria, Nick Tepish, Some pretty fun names the Riders had on rehab that year. 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Went up and away with the fastball for strike three. Cope has faced three batters. He struck out all three of them. Here's Abimelech Ortiz, who's 0-2 today. Tough lefty-lefty matchup for Abby. Cope, one of the top 30 prospects in the Dodgers organization. He slots in at number 15. The offering. First pitch breaking ball up and in. One ball and no strikes. Cope was a Gatorade Player of the Year in Arizona back in 2019. He readies from the stretch. And the 1-0. Swinging a ground ball foul down the right side. It's 1-1. He was figured to be a pretty early round pick out of high school, but instead went to South Mountain Community College and was drafted by the Dodgers in the 12th round in 2021. The pitch. Ortiz puts it off the end of the bat into shallow left center field. Freeland going back. The shortstop calls everyone off and makes the catch into a back pedal. Two outs. Caber Rodriguez stands in now for the Riders. Still scoreless in the sixth inning. We have a left-hander who's in the mid to high 90s with the fastball. And a pretty good slider. Becomes a good option out of the bullpen, and that's what he's been, especially throwing from his arm angle. The pitch outside corner is strike with a 95 mile an hour heater, and it's 0-1. 6'7" was a starter most of the year last year in high A Great Lakes, but exclusively out of the bullpen here in Tulsa. 0-1, swing and a miss. 0-2, good slider down and in. Cope readies, and the offering is set in the air down the right side. Keith, a long run towards the line, still going, and it lands in. A fair ball and a base hit. McCaber parachutes one into right field. A single the opposite way, and Cooper Johnson makes his way to the plate. Riders with a little two-out magic here. Give you an update on the Rangers, and not too good of news. Danny Jansen hit a game-tying sack fly in the bottom of the seventh. We're tied at five, Rangers and Blue Jays, in the top of the eighth inning in Toronto. First pitch to Cooper Johnson. Outside corner, fastball strike, 0-1. Johnson 0-2 with a couple strikeouts, but really good against lefties. He faces a left-hander here, over 1,000 OPS against lefties this season. Mariners are winning, though, 10-0, which is not good news either. And the Astros in action against the Dodgers as well. They're winning 4-0 themselves. 0-1 offering. Fought off the fist, a pop-up on the right side. Davis over the first baseman there, and he makes the catch to retire the side. So the Riders get a two-out single, but nothing else. No runs a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We go to the top of the seventh. Luke Maley will take over on the play-by-play when we come back in the scoreless game, and we'll have some trivia for you when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ricky DeVito back on the hill. Still a scoreless ball game here in the top of the seventh inning. Kamar Rocker went three scoreless one-hit innings. Cody Bradford, Major League rehabber, added 2 2/3 scoreless one-hit innings. Now Ricky DeVito looking to keep it going. He picked up the final out of the sixth on just one pitch, and he's got one pitch and a ground ball to the right side. Acosta, the second baseman, has it. And DeVito has thrown two pitches, and he's picked up two outs. Dalton rushing first out of the seventh inning.
That's the kind of efficiency we need right there. Yeah, think it's sustainable?
I'm going to say yes for Ricky DeVito. That hasn't been the story for Ricky DeVito. He's been excellent for the Rough Riders this year, but the one issue has been putting on a lot of base runners with free passes or singular base hits in innings. But he hasn't let it spiral. He's pitched in and out of some jams. First offering to Damon Keith. Runs downstairs as we look at some trivia. If you've been with us this year, we'd like to tie it into this day in baseball history. DeVito sat at the chest. The 1-0 on its way, and it misses outside 1-1. So on this date back in 1961, Zach Roger Maris mashed his 51st homer of the season, set a record for the most homers by that date, as DeVito back and ready to go. Right-hander kicks, and he fires. Misses just below the zone. Fastball at 96. So, Zach, we're going to look at the active home run leaders this year, and we'll see how many of the top 10 of those that you can name. Pitch misses inside, and it's a four-pitch walk issue to Damon Keith.
So just this season or career?
Just this season.
Okay.
We're seeing the home run leaders on this date.
Okay.
Comparing it to Roger Maris, who had 51 on this date back in 1961.
Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani.
Judge and Ohtani, the obvious 1-2. Johnson with a visit out to the mound, talking with Ricky DeVito. Now he comes back, and DeVito gets set to face Griffin Lockwood Powell, the catcher for the Drillers tonight.
Is Bryce Harper in the top 10?
Bryce Harper slots in tied for ninth.
Okay.
Offering misses just a bit outside, 1-0. He has 23. There technically isn't a 10th on this list.
Gunnar Henderson.
Gunnar Henderson slots in at 5. Offering home. And that just misses below the zone. Didn't miss by much with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2 balls and no strikes. 6 in a row. Missing the strike zone for DeVito. Righty readies. High leg kick in the offering home, and it misses outside. Make it 7 in a row, that time at 98.
My big dumper, Cal Raleigh.
Cal Raleigh just misses the cut.
Okay.
3 balls and no strikes on the right-handed hitting catcher, Griffin Lockwood Powell. Offering home, and DeVito pushes that one across the strike zone, right at the bottom at 98.
What is the number at number 9?
Tied at 23. Looking for 23-plus homers. Runner goes, and here's one fouled back out of play. Damon Keith will have to trot back to first. Griffin Lockwood Powell in a full count against the right-handed Ricky DeVito.
Is Ellie De La Cruz on that list?
No De La Cruz.
Okay.
So I have a couple of home run derby names on this list. 3-2, payoff pitch. His line into right field. Hatcher started back. Now on coming, he slides. Did he make the grab? No, he did not. The throw to second is in time. Josh Hatcher sticks with the play, and he fires into second base to chop down Damon Keith. That's the second out of the inning. Good work from Josh Hatcher in right field. He started back and then had to come crashing in. Made a valiant effort sliding, but couldn't hang on. But quickly popped to his feet and delivered just in time to cut down Damon Keith. So two away, and Griffin Lockwood Powell replaces Keith at first base. And here's Brendan Davis. Looking for the current leaders in Major League Baseball in home runs this season.
How about Juan Soto?
Juan Soto slots in at 6 with 26. DeVito ready to go to work against the right-handed Brendan Davis, who's 0 for 2 this evening. First offering, a line drive into center field. That'll dunk down a hit in front of Osuna. And now first and second.
Boy, now how big does that throw from Hatcher look?
It's absolutely massive. Could be looking at a bases-loaded situation here with just one out. Instead, it's first and second.
What about Brent Rooker?
Brent Rooker is on the list. He is 8th with 24. Looking for the most home runs this year in Major League Baseball. Comparing it to Roger Maris, who mashed 51 by this date back in 1961. Jose Ramos. It's a foul ball, the first pitch he sees from DeVito. Zach is named number 1 and 2, Judge and Ohtani, as number 5, Gunnar Henderson, number 6, Juan Soto, number 8, Brent Rooker, and number 9, Bryce Harper. Missing 3, 4, 7, and 2 players tied at 9. We're technically naming 11. Offering home, cut on and missed.
Marcell Osuna?
Marcell Osuna is 3rd with 28. Still missing one name from the home run derby. DeVito's 0-2 to Ramos. Checked his swing, but he was able to hold it up.
Man, now I'm questioning who is in the home run derby. Just a few days ago. AL or NL?
AL play for a division leading team.
Oh, Jose Ramirez?
Jose Ramirez at 7 with 24. Right-hander set. Ready with the 1-2. DeVito's offering. Got him looking. Throws him with the slider. And DeVito has a scoreless 7. No runs on one hit, no errors, and 2 left aboard the base pass. So we turn the card to bottom of the 7th next. Still scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
In the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
New arm on the hill. It appears to be Michael Hobbs going for the Drillers. And we continue our trivia on this date back in 1961. Roger Maris hit his 51st homer of the year, set a record for the most homers by this date. We're looking at the top 10 home run leaders in Major League Baseball this season on this date. Zach has named Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Marcel Ozuna, Gunnar Henderson, Juan Soto, Jose Ramirez, Brent Rooker, and Bryce Harper. We're missing two tied for ninth and number four on this list.
Did I say Rafael Devers?
You did not, and he is tied for ninth with one other player. He slots into the list. Technically looking at the top 11. Zach has named nine of the 11 players on this list. There's Haysel Cepeda, the first to face Hobbs, and the first pitch called a strike on the inner half to the right-handed hitter.
I have one I'm not too confident in here. Riley Green?
No Riley Green.
Okay.
You have an AL and an NL player. Pitch home. Line drive into right field. Hanging up for Keith out there, and he's there to haul it in. Haysel Cepeda becomes the first out of the bottom of the seventh. Still a scoreless ball game.
Is it another Oriole?
There is another Oriole. Alejandro Ozuna in at the top of the lineup. We'll have a pinch hitter for Josh Young. It's Franmer Chavez standing on deck. Right-hander kicks and fires. Ozuna hits a line drive. Foul down the right field line. One hop, and a fan made a nice grab, reaching over the wall.
Anthony Santander.
It is Anthony Santander with 28. Just missing one name in the NL. I would say this is probably the hardest person to name. You'll know the player, obviously. But 0-1 to Ozuna, and he shoots this one foul off to the left side this time. 0-2. Bottom seven, still nothing our score. Ozuna at the top of the lineup, trying to get something going for the Rough Riders. Pitch home. There's a line drive into right center field. It's down a base hit. Ozuna a wide turn at first base, but he'll shut things down there. Ozuna has himself a multi-hit night. Double back in the third. Now a one-out single here in the bottom of the seventh. 95 in with the fastball, and Ozuna didn't try to do too much. Shot it into right center field. Do you want a team for this final player?
I think so.
The Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh.
We'll get a mound visit.
It's not Ketel Marte, is it?
It is not Ketel Marte.
Christian Walker?
It is Christian Walker. As the mound visit continues, the entire infield converging on the back of the hill alongside the Drillers pitching coach, Ryan Denick, talking things over with the right-hander. There's your top 10, technically 11 list in Major League Baseball in terms of home runs. It's Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Marcel Ozuna, Anthony Santander, Gunnar Henderson, and then Juan Soto, Jose Ramirez, Brent Rooker, Bryce Harper, Christian Walker, and Rafi Devers. Nice work, Zach.
All right. I like it.
Franmer Chavez, the switch hitter,
batting from the left side. And the first offering he sees tonight misses outside. He's pinch hitting for Josh Young, who finished 1-for-3 with a single, a ground out, and a strikeout. Cobb's ready, the right-hander. Long pause, and he kicks and fires. Chavi, it's a line drive to second base, and Osuna doubled up. 96 off the bat, a tough one, but a double play. It goes 4-3, the double play, and the Rough Riders manage a hit. Michael Hobbs faces the minimum. No runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody stranded on base. 7 innings in the books, and we're still without a score. Nothing, nothing to the top of the 8th on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the 8th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Visiting half of the 8th inning, and Ricky DeVito is done after 1 1/3 scoreless. He hands the ball off to the right-hander Skyler Hales, whose first pitch to Janer Fernandez is called a strike. 95 with a fastball across the heart of the plate. Hales, a guy that has touched 100. He's been excellent for the Rough Riders this year. He gets a bouncing ball on the right side. He'll take it himself, and he doesn't need the first baseman to be Malik Ortiz. He trots all the way over to the bag, and on two pitches, he does all the work. A one unassisted ground out. Not too often you see that. Jader Fernandez becomes the first out for Skyler Hales here in the top of the 8th inning. Bubba Alin at the bottom of the card. Into the box from the left side. He's 0-for-2 tonight, but has been one of the hottest hitters for Tulsa as of late. He fouls one back out of play. 0-for-2 tonight, 2-for-8 in the series, but if you extend to his last 12 games entering tonight, he's 14 for his last 37, to the tune of a 378 average. Right-hander set at the belt. Kicked home and a foul ball off to the left side. That fastball at 97. Skyler Hales is 4-0 this year with a 3.82 ERA. This is 28th appearance. Joined the Rough Riders after starting the year at High A Hickory. Does have 6 saves. Wave and a miss on a 98-mile-an-hour fastball above the strike zone. 2 up, 2 down, and a strikeout for Skyler Hales. His 51st strikeout of the year. Under 40 innings of work. With the first two outs of this inning, now 38 1/3 with 51 Ks. Comes at you with just a fastball slider mix. A former fourth round pick last year by the Rangers, and his first offering to Alex Freeland on the outer half with that slider. 0-1. Freeland batting from the left side. He's 0-for-3 tonight with a pair of strikeouts. Pitch home. Check swing, and it didn't matter. Another strike with that slider, and Hales has him where he wants him. Nothing in two.
on the driller's shortstop. He struck out his first time up against Kamar Rocker, and he was the final man to face Cody Bradford and went down with a strikeout. He also has a ground out. 0-2 from Hales. Misses just a bit upstairs. 98 with the fastball. Hales originally from Reno, Nevada. Attended college at Santa Clara. 1-2 on its way. Breaking ball. A chopper up the middle. The shortstop Rodriguez on the right side of second base has it. And he fires to first in time. It's a 1-2-3. Top of the eighth inning for Skyler Hales. We're still scoreless. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Rough Riders coming to the plate, looking to take the lead at the bottom of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom of the eighth inning. Rough Riders coming to the plate. It's Josh Hatcher, Cody Freeman, and Maximo Acosta due up against the new arm on the hill. It's the right-hander Lucas Webb coming on in relief of Michael Hobbs. Hobbs finishes throwing a scoreless one-hit inning. First offering to Hatcher runs downstairs, a fastball at 94. Rough Riders have had their opportunities. They've stranded runners in 5 of 7 innings as Hatcher fouls one back, even at a ball and a strike. You look at the numbers with runners in scoring position, the Rough Riders have led the Texas League this year, hitting right around 270 with runners in scoring position. They are 0-10 tonight. The Drillers just 0-1. Swing and a miss. A late swing on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball a bit outside of the left-handed hitting Hatcher. And he falls behind a ball and two strikes. Hatcher is 1-3. He snapped a 7-game hitting streak last night, but now has hits in 9 of his last 11 games. Offering home, and it misses inside. Like a changeup. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bit of a pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed hitting Hatcher. Outfield relatively straight up. A lean in left field, pinched a little bit towards the gap in left center. A lot of room down the third base line. Hatcher takes, and it misses outside. Three and two, payoff pitch, and a missed outside. The Rough Riders have the leadoff man aboard. Josh Hatcher works a walk on the first man that Lucas Webb sees. Rough Riders have won the first 3 games of this series. They won game 1, 5-0, game 2 on Wednesday, 5-4, and then last night, 9-3. They've scored at least 5 runs in all 3 games, but they've been held scoreless tonight. on seven hits. Here's Cody Freeman. And the first pitch up and in, and it got him on the shoulder. 97 with the fastball, and it got away. Freeman quickly to his feet, and he appears to be okay, but that'll get the heart rate to jump. Up and in with 97. We saw last night Aaron Zavala take one off of his right shoulder, left-handed hitter at 102. Now Freeman, luckily it just glanced him. Certainly did not feel good, but it didn't square him up. And we'll get a mound visit here from Ryan Denick, the pitching coach. Well, the Rough Riders have the first two aboard here in the bottom of the eighth with a walk and now a hit by pitch. Hatcher and second, Freeman at first for Max Acosta, who has been one of the hottest hitters for the Rough Riders as of late. Acosta, over his last 15 games entering tonight, 17 for 58, a .293 average. In that span, he had himself a six-game hitting streak. He does have hits in eight of his last nine games. Trying to make it 9 out of 10 tonight, but he's been held hitless. He has a walk and a pair of strikeouts. Lucas Webb in a bit of a jam here in the bottom of the eighth. Still nothing our score. Max Acosta could change it with one swing of the bat. A base hit would do. He has homered in the series, and he's going to square to bunt. Corners crashing, and Acosta pulls back, watches ball one. Lucas Webb, 6'5", 192 pounds, a 24-year-old from Toronto, Canada. Went to Louisiana Monroe for college. He's been great this year, a 2.3 ERA. Another square to bunt, and there's a nice one down the first baseline, but hard. Davis has it, the first baseman, over to third for one, and now a double play. Right location for Max Acosta, but a bit too firm. Davis came crashing down from first base. He fired a strike over to Young to chop down Hatcher, and then wisely the second baseman, Fernandez, over to cover first base, and you get a 3-5-4 double play.
Well, there's a reason why a sacrifice bunt usually should go down the third base line. You don't want the first baseman to field it because that's a routine play, especially for a guy who used to be a third baseman in Brennan Davis, an easy throw.
Here's a beam like Ortiz. With a runner in scoring position, and the first pitch called a strike. Looked like it missed just a bit outside, and Ortiz not exactly happy with it, but he'll settle in with an 0-1 count. Ortiz 0-3 tonight. A lot of power in that left-handed swing. Offering home, and this one rocketed down the right field line and twisting foul. He hammered it 105 off the bat. 358 feet would have been a no-doubter into the Lazy River, but just a bit out in front of it. There's that power in the left-handed swing, and the crowd's loving it. They see the vision for Abby Ortiz, but an 0-2 count. And Ortiz asks for time. He's granted it. Action in the Rough Riders' pen. On the third baseline. Cody Freeman at second base. He represents the go-ahead run in a scoreless game. 0-2 to Ortiz, and he takes downstairs. Changeup. One and two on Abimelech Ortiz, who homered in his last game. He's 0-3 tonight with a strikeout. Lefty awaits the 1-2. Taken outside, even at 2-2. What a night it's been. It's been a night dominated by pitchers. Rough Riders with some big names. And the offense trying to help them out here in the bottom of the eighth. Freeman at second. The go-ahead run. The 2-2 to Ortiz. Outside, ball three. 96 missed outside to the left-handed hitter. And the count runs full. Length and a crouch. Now comes set. 3 minutes second, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a fastball. The
Rough Riders threatened, but a double play and a strikeout and the threat. We're through 8 innings of scoreless baseball. No runs on no hits, no errors, and one stranded at the bottom of the 8th. We head to the top of the 9th. Drillers do up. When we come back, it's Zach Bigley on the mic on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the 9th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Andy Rodriguez takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders in the top of the 9th inning. Still a nothing-nothing ball game between the Riders and the Drillers. The Riders have won 3 in a row, the first 3 games of this series, and trying to make it 4 in a series victory. A 25-year-old Andy Rodriguez, 6'1", 165 pounds. He's gone 6 consecutive outings without allowing a run. 5 of them in this month of July. 12 and a third consecutive innings scoreless for him. He faces 2-3-4. Taylor Young leads it. The pitch is chopped foul up the third baseline. It's 0-1. Scott Hennessy, the manager, nearly with a nice play. Tosses it into the stands. Great crowd, 9,151 on this Friday night. 0-1, outside and high, and it's 1-1. For the Rough Riders, no runs on 7 hits and no errors. For the Drillers, no runs on 3 hits and no errors. The offering is just high, and it's 2-1. A 1.79 ERA this year for Andy Rodriguez. He's been one of the most reliable relievers for the Rough Riders this year, making his 27th appearance. 2-1. Breaking ball. Tapper out to third. Chavez has got it. And slings it sidearm over to first. A little low, but Ortiz able to hang on to it. One away. Chavez replacing Josh Young over at third base. Young in his rehab game is first over the weekend. He's expected to go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with his rehab. Young went 5 innings. He went 1-for-3 at the plate, and I don't believe he got a single ball over at third base. Maybe one. One ball. And the offering is on the outside corner for a strike. Breaking ball, and it's 0-1. He did get one ball. He got one in the 4th inning with Cody Bradford on the mound. The 0-1. That's up and in, and it's 1-1. So much for me paying attention. Dalton Rushing is 1-for-3 today with a single. Only man to have a hit against Kamar Rocker. 1-1. That's high, and it's 2-1. Rocker, 3 shutout innings in his start today. His double-A debut, he allowed just 1 hit while striking out 4, not walking a batter. Pull side shift, infield and outfield for Rushing. 2-1. Swinging a high fly ball out to deep right field. Hatcher at the warning track at the wall. Jumps up and it is gone. Dalton Rushing with his 12th home run of the year, and he gives the Drillers a 1-0 lead here in the top of the 9th. His second home run of the series. And the number one prospect in the Dodgers organization makes it 1-0 Tulsa. Just sneaking out of here. Right over the yellow line into the waterfall on the Lazy River. A 369-foot home run.
Thought Hatcher might have a chance to steal it back, but it was just over the fence. And here's Damon Keith. The pitch is low, and it's 1-0. For the first time all month, Andy Rodriguez has allowed a run.
Just the third homer allowed by Rodriguez as well this year.
The offering is away. Two balls and no strikes. Well, you knew with rushing due up, he's the dangerous one you have to watch out for. And he clobbered it. The pitch is out, foul off the outside edge on the right side, and it's 2-1. So the Rough Riders now trail 1-0. In the bottom of the ninth, they'll have the bottom third of the order due up. Gabriel Rodriguez, Cooper Johnson, and Heysel Cepeda. And on the offensive side, it's been a night of missed opportunities for Frisco. Drillers have had just one at-bat with runners in scoring position all game. The pitch is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-2. While the Riders are 0-for-12 with runners in scoring position tonight. Usually not a recipe for success. The offering, drilled into right center field. It's down into the alley. Osuna cuts it off. Keith, a wide turnaround first. He's trying for second to throw off the mark. And he's in there safely with a slide. It's a double for Damon Keith. Runner at second with one run in and one down here in the ninth. Griffin Lockwood Powell makes his way to the plate. And just to add insult to injury with the Drillers taking the lead, it's a final in Toronto. The Rangers fall on a walk-off base hit by Ernie Clement. And the Rangers drop the first game of that series to the Blue Jays 6-5. So with the Astros and the Mariners both winning right now, they could fall behind a full game of both of those teams. Runner at second after the mound visit from Johnson. Lockwood Palo for three. What the Riders can't do here is let this one really get away from them. One run is enough, and you got to keep it right there. Give yourself a chance in the bottom of the ninth inning. The pitch home. And Lockwood Powell takes a strike on the outside corner with a breaking ball. It's 0-1. The Riders have hit 7 home runs in the first 3 games of this series, so you have an opportunity with a blast to still tie it if you keep it a one-run game. 0-1. Another breaking ball off the end of the bat. Served into shallow left. It falls in for a hit. Cepeda up with it. He tosses it back in. Keith had to wait to see if it was going to land or not. He goes to third. They're runners on the corners on 3 consecutive hits for the Tulsa Drillers. Just a little floater off the end of the bat and a good breaking ball on the outside corner. And now Brendan Davis hits. He's 1-for-3. Andy Rodriguez in some trouble. Stretch by the right-hander. And the offering home. Low and away with a breaking ball, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is struck out, popped out, and singled. Rodriguez from the stretch. He lifts the leg and pitches. Just a hair outside. Didn't miss by much on the slider. And it's 2-0. And the Riders will meet with the Drillers tomorrow for Game 5 of this series. It's 7:05. Ryan Garcia will take the ball for the Riders. Against Carlos Duran. The pitch. Way outside. 3-0. Garcia 7-4 with a 4.11 ERA. And he's been one of the better Rough Riders pitchers over the last month and a half or so. Excited to see Gar with the ball. 3-0 pitch to Davis. Low and away, ball 4. He walked him on 4 pitches. So the bases are loaded now with still just 1 out and Jose Ramos stepping in. And here comes John Goble to go chat things over with Rodriguez. There's nobody warming up in the Rough Riders bullpen, so it's all him. Hey, Rough Riders fans, after winning the first half crown in the Texas League South, the Rough Riders are postseason bound for the second time in 3 years. Riders will host at least one game on Thursday, September 19th, and if necessary, a game on Friday, September 20th. If the Riders advance in the postseason, the Riders will host game one of the championship series on Sunday, September 22nd. You don't want to miss out on the Riders' quest for the Texas League title, so get your playoff tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Jose Ramos has a lot of problems with the strikeout. He leads the Texas League in strikeouts this season, and he's K'd twice today. Only time he didn't, he grounded out to short. He's 0 for 3. Bases loaded and one out. Top of the ninth inning, 1-0 Tulsa. Rodriguez ready from the stretch. And the pitch home. There's a fly ball into right center field. Hatcher is back. He's under it. It's deep enough to score the run. He makes the catch. Keith tags. The throw goes in towards the cutoff man. And the throw to third, not in time. Keith tags from third and scores. And it's now 2-0 Tulsa. Lockwood Powell tagged from second and moved to third. Runners on the edges, and two down here in the inning on the sac fly from Ramos. Jainer Fernandez bats now. That's a big run for Tulsa. They get the two, make it tough for the Riders in the bottom half of the ninth. The pitch. There's a fly ball hit well down the left field line, and it tails foul. And the Rough Riders bullpen. And it's 0-1. Two nothing Drillers. This is a Tulsa team that had the best offense in the Texas League coming into this series, but they've been held to just 7 runs in 3 games before today. The 0-1 is fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. It's been the inability to score for the Riders on offense today. They've had a base runner in every inning except for one offensively. And they stranded two aboard in 3 different innings. Just some missed opportunities tonight. They trail 2-0 now. Oh, and 2 on Fernandez. Rodriguez delivers home. Runner takes off. There's a check swing foul ball in the air to the right side into the seats. And it's still 0-2. Davis 13 for 13 in steals this year, taking off for second. Cooper Johnson, one of the best in the league at throwing out base runners. So see if he tries it again. Balls and 2 strikes. Pitch home. It's high. Davis stays at first. Rodriguez, the 5th pitcher for the Riders. Kamar Rocker, Cody Bradford in rehab. Then Ricky DeVito, Skylar Hales, and now Andy Rodriguez. 1-2. Runner takes off again. Swing and a miss. Elevated the heater for strike 3, and Rodriguez gets out of the ninth. But 2 runs cross on 3 hits, no errors, and 2 left on. We go into the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 2-0. Tulsa leads the Rough Riders here on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Lucas Webb back on the hill for Tulsa here in the ninth inning. Riders trail 2-0. It's the bottom third of the order. Caber Rodriguez, Cooper Johnson, Jesus Cepeda do up. The Riders have had 12 at-bats with runners in scoring position tonight and have not had a hit in any of them, but they can change that all here with three runs today in the bottom of the ninth inning to walk it off or two to tie. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 today with a single. First pitch, up and in, 1-0. Against Webb in the eighth inning, Riders got their first two aboard with a walk and a hit by pitch, but Max Acosta bunted into a double play, and Abimelech Ortiz struck out swinging. The 1-0 fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. The Riders have an opportunity for a come-from-behind victory. They have 22 comeback wins this season out of their 59, including last night. They trailed 3-0 early. 1-1. Way upstairs, and it's two balls and one strike. Webb hasn't had much of a control problem this year. He offers in. That's on the outside corner for strike two. It's 2-2. Just three walks in 13 and a third innings with Tulsa coming into this one today. But a walk and a hit batter in that eighth inning. Riders would not complain about some more base runners. 2-2. Check swing liner foul to the right side. It's still 2-2 on what would have been ball three on a high fastball. Rodriguez is now 3-for-9 in the series, and he calls time and steps out. He can get aboard here. You have a power threat in Cooper Johnson on deck with his 8 home runs this year. Trailing 2-0. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a splitter low and away. Webb with a strikeout. His second consecutive. One out here in the ninth inning. Here's Cooper Johnson. Coop is 0-for-3 with two strikeouts and a pop-out today. First offering from the right-hander. Way high at 96, and it's 1-0. Riders out hitting the Drillers 7-6. If the Riders do fall, this would be three consecutive losses for them in which they out-hit their opponents. They lost the last two games of their series in Wichita by out-hitting the Windsurge in both those games. 1-0. Outside, it's two balls and no strikes. Webb ready from the stretch. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Big rip from Johnson on a high fastball. 2-1. Of course, in between those losses and this one tonight, Riders have won three in a row, so that certainly helps, but very interesting. Riders would out-hit their opponents in six straight and lose three of them if they fall tonight. The 2-1 is high, and it's 3-1 now on Johnson. Trying to find his way aboard.
The kick in. Chased ball four on a high fastball. Swing and a miss, and it's now three balls and two strikes. Pull side shift, infield and outfield. Right-handed batter. 3-2. Outside corner, got him looking. Johnson down on strikes. Back-to-back Ks and three in a row overall for Webb. Here's Hazel Cepeda, the final hope for the Riders, trailing 2-0 in the ninth inning. Gump looking in. First pitch. It's low, and it's 1-0. Again, 7:05 tomorrow. You can get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. Josh Young will be back again for his second rehab game. The 1-0. In there for a strike. 1-1. Slide pull side shift on the infield. 1-1. Back to the hill and past him out to the second baseman. Fernandez has got it, throws to first, and your ball game is over. So the Riders go down quietly in the ninth inning, and they fall 2-0 to the Drillers on what was a really fun night for baseball, but ultimately a loss for the Riders. Frisco drops the first one in this series. They're still up 3-1, though, and they'll go for a series victory tomorrow. We'll step aside. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high atop Riders Field, the Rough Riders fall 2-0. What a showing it was on the mound for the Rough Riders, but ultimately two runs in the top of the ninth proved to be the difference. 2-0 the final, despite the Rough Riders out-hitting the Tulsa Drillers 7-6. It's the third consecutive loss for the Rough Riders that they have outhit their opponent. Now, the Rough Riders were riding a three-game winning streak, but they ultimately fall in this one 2-0. And the series now at 3-1 in favor of the Rough Riders. They go for the series win tomorrow. It all started on the mound. Kamar Rocker in his Double-A debut was fantastic. The Rangers' number 3 overall prospect and the number 3 overall selection in 2022 by the Texas Rangers. Made his Double-A debut, and boy, he was good. Scoreless baseball through 3 one-hit innings with no walks and 4 strikeouts. Cody Bradford, a major league rehabber, added 2 2/3 one-hit scoreless frames with a pair of strikeouts. Ricky DeVito kept it rolling with an inning and a third of one-hit scoreless ball featuring a walk and a strikeout. Skylar Hales worked a 1-2-3 top of the eighth inning. that also featured a strikeout. And then Andy Rodriguez, an unconventional outing from him. He's been nails for the Rough Riders this year. He gives up a solo homer and a sacrifice fly in the ninth. That's the difference. 2-0, the final score. The winning pitcher, Lucas Webb, improves to 3-0 for the Drillers this year. Andy Rodriguez suffers his first loss at the AA level. He's 1-1. There is no save. 2-0, the final score. You look at the offensive performances for the Rough Riders. Alejandro Osuna notched himself a two-hit game. That was the lone two-hit game for the Rough Riders. They did pick up 7 hits. Osuna picked up the only extra base hit, a double. That came in the third inning. He also singled in the 7th. You look, Josh Young had 3 plate appearances. He went 1-for-3 with a single his first trip, a ground out to shortstop and a strikeout before Franer Chavez came on for him in the top of the 6th inning defensively at third base. He's expected to be back in action here tomorrow. Should be a ton of fun. Game 5 of the series coming up 7:05 tomorrow. We'll talk about it on the other side on the Riders postgame show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
2-0, the final score on a beautiful night for baseball. The Rough Riders, on the pitching side of things, were fantastic. They had opportunities on the offensive side of things. They picked up 7 hits, out-hitting the Drillers 7-6, but they fall 2-0 after that two-run top of the ninth inning, featuring a home run from the Dodgers' top prospect, Dalton Rushing, and a sacrifice fly off the bat of Jose Ramos that brought Damon Keith home from third base. 2-0, the final score of the Rough Riders. 3-game winning streak is over. They dropped to 15-10 in the second half and 59-35 overall in the year. They go for win number 60 tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. first pitch. Should be a lot of fun. It's a matchup that features Ryan Garcia on the hill for the Rough Riders. He is 7-4 with a 4.11 ERA over the course of this year, and he has been pitching lights out ever since he began to lean on that changeup. So Ryan Garcia takes the ball for the Rough Riders. On the other side, it's Carlos Duran, who has yet to earn a decision at the AA level, but he's pitched well. 1.64 ERA for the right-hander going for Tulsa. Again, a 7:05 p.m. first pitch in that one. Lots of fun to be had. On Saturday, it's Corny Dogs with the North Texas Fair and Rodeo. The Rough Riders will take the field as the Frisco Corny Dogs. You can enjoy fair themes throughout the ballpark all evening long, as well as Fletcher's Corny Dogs will be here with their food truck and be serving out plenty of fair treats as well. It's also a Saturday, which means kids can run the bases postgame presented by our friends at Raising Cane's. And then roll it into Sunday, the series finale, a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. It's the Rough Riders tribute to the show Seinfeld. It's a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. It's a Sunday, which means it's Kids Sunday Funday, presented by Raising Cane's, where you can bring the young ones out for kid-centered themes, inflatables, and more. Also, you want to arrive early, because weather permitting, you can play catch on the outfield grass for 30 minutes. Baseballs and gloves are not provided for that. And then cap off this 6-game homestand before the Rough Riders hit the road for 2 weeks with Summer Sunday Fireworks, presented by True Moo, and as always, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. The Rough Riders dropped to 15-10 in the second half, 59-35 overall. The Drillers keep their head above that 500 mark at 47-46. They're 13-11 in this second half. The Rough Riders have already punched their ticket to the 2024 postseason, and that because the Rough Riders own the best record in all of AA in the first half of the season, winning the Texas League South and punching their ticket to the 2024 postseason, and you certainly don't want to miss it. Frisco will host at least one game on Thursday, September 19th, and an if-necessary game on Friday, September 20th. And if the Rough Riders are to advance, they will host the initial game of the championship series on Sunday, September 22nd. Go ahead and get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. 2-0 the final in Game 4 of the six-game series in the lone meeting of the regular season between the Dodgers-affiliated Tulsa Drillers and the Texas Rangers-affiliate, the Frisco Rough Riders. Back in action tomorrow, a 7.05 p.m. first pitch. That wraps us up for this evening. 2-0 the final score. The Rough Riders' three-game winning streak comes to a close. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying goodnight, and thanks for spending your Friday evening with us. We hope to catch you back here at Riders Field, 7.05 first pitch tomorrow. Pre-game coverage on the Riders Baseball Network beginning at 6.50.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!